The top leadership in the U.S. Forest Service is standing by the latest amendment to the management plan for the Tongass National Forest. Chief Gail Kimball's decision to uphold the plan means rejection for a broad range of appeals filed by community, environmental, tribal, and timber industry interests. From KFSK in Petersburg, Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The regional forester decided to approve the Tongass plan amendment back in January, and that resulted in 15 administrative appeals. Some called for better environmental protections for the forest. Others called for more economically viable timber sales. Originally, Tongass planners said they did not expect Chief Gail Kimball to rule on the regional forester's decision, at least until late October, so her recent announcement was welcome news to Tongass supervisor Forrest Cole for a couple of reasons.
One, that she upheld the decision, and two, that we got a very timely decision out of the chief's office on the appeals, which has been quite helpful.
The Tongass plan amendment was prompted by a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in 2005. The court found the Forest Service's current management plan had overestimated the demand for Tongass timber. Cole believes the new plan addresses the court's concerns.
Well, this is one plan that I spent with a number of folks on the forest leadership team working with, and as well as the contractor, and I was very confident that the analysis that we did was good and could be supported.
While developing the amendment, the Forest Service also participated in the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a relatively new forum of Tongass stakeholders, environmental groups, communities, industry representatives, tribal leaders, and resource managers. They've been meeting for a couple of years to try and hammer out some compromises on forest management. Cole was disappointed that many of the appeals came from roundtable members or participants, but he still has faith that the group can reach some compromise in the future.
Honestly, I believe that the group that's willing to commit to come to the table and discuss their issues, that we can find a level of timber harvest in Southeast Alaska that meets the needs of the communities as well as meets the needs of environmental groups as well as industry. But that is going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take some commitment on the part of that group in order to come to the table to do that. Extremes, I don't think we'll ever see eye to eye harvesting timber in Southeast Alaska.
The revision includes what the agency calls an adaptive management strategy. It focuses timber sales around the existing logging road system at lower levels of timber demand, but it allows for expanded harvest into more remote areas if demand is on the upswing. Timber industry advocates argued the plan did not provide enough economically viable timbers to support existing mills. J.C. Connolly is chair of the Southeast Conference's Timber Committee, which filed one of the appeals on behalf of several Southeast towns and business organizations.
You know, we're still very, very, very concerned that the Forest Service is not going to be able to produce any economical timber sales, and that the remaining family-owned sawmills are going to have to close in a couple of years, and we're very concerned about that. I know our member communities are very concerned, too.
So Connolly says the conference will be reviewing the agency's decision and consulting with member communities about the options at this point. Despite concerns over the plan, Connolly expects the Southeast Conference will continue its participation in the Tongass Roundtable.
You know, and I've got to be honest with you, I think the Tongass Futures Roundtable is a credible organization, and I don't believe that the goal of the Tongass Futures Roundtable is to end up in the timber industry. I really believe that their goal is to find a way for the existing mills to survive and prosper, and certainly there are members of that group that are going to seek additional land set aside and protection for sensitive areas. But, you know, having a group of Alaskans sit down and literally think this through rather than some environmental group and some industry group just draw circles on a map is a much better process.
The Forest Service's decision was no less disappointing to the multiple environmental groups that had filed appeals on the plan amendment.
You know, it's disappointing because it seems like this is another missed opportunity where the Forest Service could have made some changes to the plan that reflect the current situation and done a better job of taking care of the forest for the needs of the communities that live within the forest.
Andrew Tomes is director of the Sitka Conservation Society, which filed an appeal on behalf of itself and six other groups. They argued in part that the plan amendment focused too much on old-growth timber harvest and not enough on protections for fish and wildlife habitat. Tomes urges Agriculture's Undersecretary Mark Ray, who oversees the Forest Service, to consider some new approaches to forest management. He points to the recent settlement between a local mill, environmental groups, and the Forest Service on the Aiyuktug timber sale near Hoonah.
You know, recently we worked and found some resolution to the Aiyuktug timber sale that what we worked out did a better job of protecting the fish and wildlife habitat and meeting the needs of the community, both for subsistence and for the mills in Hoonah, for example. And we would hope that he would take note of some of those efforts that are going on, as well as the Tongass Futures Roundtable and some of the discussions they're having, and start to modify this plan so that it does a better job of assessing the current realities that are on the ground in Southeast Alaska.
Sitka Conservation is not a member of the Tongass Roundtable, but it does participate in some of its committees. The Forest Service Chief's decision to uphold the Tongass Plan Amendment marked the end of the agency's administrative appeals process, though the Undersecretary of Agriculture could choose to review the plan within 15 days of the Chief's decision. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.